From prairies to mountains, pine forests to deserts, the river deltas to their headwaters. If it's in Texas, it's on Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Mr. Texas, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle and leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, well, it's a lot of them, from Congressman Ronny Jackson of Amarillo speculated, there's a lot of speculation that he's going to challenge John Cornyn several years from now for the U.S. Senate, to a big new statewide poll to go over, and, well, there's just a lot in the campaign and political stack. It is full today, our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Learn more at AlliedCompliance.com if you're a trucker. You need to be working with them. Texas Attorney General Paxton gets a big win for us at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals on the state's social media big tech censorship law. Much border news, including LULAC acting in a way that if it were a conservative or Republican group acting, they would publicly condemn them for. Petition to remove El Paso County's district attorney moves forward, and much, much more. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. It is, my friends, as always, a great day to be a Texan. Want to remind everybody around the big country that there's a big football game coming up in Abilene Saturday night, starting at 6. Hardin Simmons, ranked number 6 in Division III football, versus Mary Hardin Baylor, who's ranked number 2. Of course, they're in the same conference as well, so this has big implications. What an old-fashioned, wonderful, you know, the old-fashioned kind of collegiate athletics, too, where it's not all almost like professional sports. What a great game to attend. And you can get tickets to that from the Hardin-Simmons athletics website there. That ought to be cool on Saturday evening in the big country. Today in Texas history, my friends, there's quite a few things. It's the day the Space Task Group in 1961 said that it would be that whole thing would be converted to the new manned spacecraft center located at the NASA site out in Clear Lake. They say Houston here, it's in Clear Lake. And of course, later it was named after Johnson, Lyndon Baines Johnson. It's also the day on the 19th of September in 1864 that Florence Thornton Butt was born. Her Kerrville grocery store led to her son's development of the H-E-B grocery store chain. And it's the day in 1942 that Del Valle Army Air Base was activated. That later became Bergstrom Air Force Base outside Austin, which is now the big airport for the city of Austin. Our look at Texas history sponsored by our friends at USA Investigations. Learn all about their team and investigate for detail at usainvestigations.net. I mean, they do it all for employment background checks. They've got specialists and witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, financial fraud, you name it, they can do it. Provide security and surveillance. usainvestigations.net. I am so loaded up today. Friday's rig count. I did a little special thing Friday and told you I put off some of the headlines to get in those items. The Brodery rig count out from Baker Hughes Friday showed the Texas rig count jumped back up, this time by 5 to 364. The U.S. total was up by 4 drilling rigs, Texas up by 5. Texas Tech's linebacker Bryce Ramirez had his leg broken really bad where it bends down below the knee in the big game in North Carolina and Raleigh on Saturday. Head coach Joey McGuire of the Red Raiders this afternoon said he got off the phone with Ramirez, said Ramirez just got out of a second surgery and hopes to be back in Lubbock on Wednesday or Thursday, ready to start his rehab. Ooh, it was a bad injury. One of three men accused of murdering one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet, former NBA player and Red Raider Andre Emmett. One of those men that is accused of his murder has been found guilty. That happened Friday. Unanimous decision to find Larry Jenkins guilty of capital murder after 2 days of deliberations. He had pleaded not guilty. Andre Emmett, was shot 23 September 2019. He's just at Whataburger eating in his car. And he'd gone to Whataburger, got it. He was drove up to his driveway in Lower Greenville. And they stole his watch and necklace, and they chased him. And he got out and tried to run away. These guys killed him. and it's terrible. Former Texas Tech Red Raider star. Police released a home security video captured by both Emmett and his neighbor's doorbell cameras, displayed in court last week. Half a dozen gunshots can be heard on the video, which shows Emmett getting out of his car and running away. He was not mouthing these guys or anything. He was just trying to get away. That's why you need to be armed and ready. He went to a high school in Dallas, played basketball for Texas Tech from 2000 to 2004 under Bob Knight for three of those four seasons. He was he's the second all-time scorer for Tech, was named All-American his senior year, drafted by the Seattle Supersonics in the NBA draft, traded to the Grizzlies in Memphis, went on to play for the New Jersey Nets. A friend of mine was friends with him, and everything I know about Andre Emmett was he was just an extremely nice person, an accomplished and disciplined person. It was terrible. The other two of those three are still facing trial, my friends. Texas Tech University is going to host the portable moving around Vietnam Memorial Wall, and that'll be starting on Wednesday. That's September 21st at 1 p.m. They'll have a ceremony there with a three-volley salute. And it'll run through 3 p.m. on Sunday, the 25th, and it'll be at the Memorial Circle at Texas Tech. And you can't park free on campus, but you can go park in the First Baptist Church parking lot except during Sunday worship services and during the opening thing. And they're going to have that little bit of time on the 21st. They're going to have some shuttles from First Baptist Church down to Memorial Circle. All right, my friends, there was another one of these court rulings. Eleanor Klibanoff at the Texas Tribune headline, Texas Child Welfare Agency blocked from investigating many more parents of trans teens. Well, they're not trans teens. They're teens and children, and they have parents aiding and abetting permanent changes to themselves as if they can change their sex. Some injunction put forward by a judge applies to any family that belongs to PFLAG, which is a homosexual advocacy group, protects a handful of families named in the suit. And the people involved in all this are just the pro-homosexual advocates. I guess we've just moved to the fact that now it's not enough that we've upended society, not for freedom and tolerance, I'm all for, but beyond that, you know, where we've got to kowtow to the homosexuals. Now we've got to have the biggest movement is to use chemicals and surgery and counseling and things to change people's sexuality when they're young, because I guess after all that, they're still not happy. And so you got some court here ruling on that. We'll see what else happens. Texas leads nation in books banned from schools. Free Speech Group's analysis finds it's an Austin American Statesman story. You'll see it in all your local USA Today / Gannett newspapers at some point. And it's a lie. It starts out, Claire Lawrence is lying. Texas has banned 801 books this past year. No, Texas has not. The school district, what happened to the Democrats all being about local control when it came to schools? The state of Texas hadn't banned any of these books. They're just talking about 22 out of more than 1,000 school districts, and they haven't actually banned books either. That's another part of the lie. They simply have decided that certain books aren't appropriate for public school libraries, where it's a public institution and your children are required by law to attend. This is just such a bunch of lie from the left. What happened to that local control stuff? Well, you get it. They don't care. By the way, do you know Biden declared the pandemic was, quote, over? Except the problem is he's in court defending his payoff for votes for student loans, and the entire justification of it was that the pandemic's ongoing. And once again, he opens his mouth and puts himself in terrible legal jeopardy for one of his big vote-buying programs, my friends. All right. We got a ton of political news to get to, and border news, we'll get to that in a moment. Stay with us.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit specialtytrucksoflubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
If you're self-employed, you have a special health insurance problem. Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
I'm trying to help the individual out there who makes too much to qualify for any help, any subsidy or benefits from the government towards their health insurance, but does not have the income to pay the incredibly high premiums we find if you're buying your insurance individually.
You can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. HurleyBenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y Benefits.com.
Every Pratt on Texas show is a special session. Here's your host, keeping Texas great, Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Today, the 19th of September, and my friends, we've just got a ton of things to get to, loaded up today. One big thing making headlines today, Attorney General Paxton secured a major victory in the New Orleans-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit on behalf of us and free speech. Fifth Circuit reversed a federal district court's order ruling that blocked implementation of House Bill 20, the Texas law that prevents social media networks, well, it didn't totally prevent them, but it's about from censoring users based upon the viewpoint of their online postings. The law creates multiple requirements for the platforms to disclose to the public how they operate and requires that users be provided with an internal process to complain about censorship decisions. After the district court struck down HB 20, a Fifth Circuit panel removed the injunction in early May. The U.S. Supreme Court restored the injunction following an emergency motion and sent the case back to the Fifth Circuit. Big Tech's reign of endless censorship and their suppression of conservative viewpoints is coming to an end. Well, that's what Paxton said, and who knows? These massive corporate entities cannot continue to go unchecked as they silence the voices of millions of Americans. House Bill 20 was designed to protect every Texan wanting to fully express his or her First Amendment rights, and the court made the right decision in upholding the law. Frankly, folks, it's no more than a standard consumer protection law, despite their screaming from the, you know, the Facebook people and Twitter and all that. It's a fairly normal consumer protection law. In addressing some of the court's concerns, the Fifth Circuit defended the Texas law on constitutional grounds, noting that the First Amendment does not allow platforms the, quote, editorial discretion, end quote, to arbitrarily censor different points of view. Court upheld the state's authority to prevent discrimination on social platforms and further ruled that anti-censorship laws like House Bill 20 are consistent with the First Amendment because they regulate the company's conduct, not the company's speech. As the court stated in its opinion, the implications of the big tech platforms' arguments are staggering. The arguments from, you know, Facebook and Twitter and these places. On the platform's view, email providers, mobile phone companies, and banks could cancel the accounts of anyone who sends an email, makes a phone call, or spends money in support of a disfavored political party, candidate, or business. Today, we reject the idea that corporations have a freewheeling First Amendment right to censor what people say. It's a big ruling. This is going to, of course, work its way back up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And there are some very key and interesting legal things at stake in all of this. But generally, the Texas bill was written pretty well. It doesn't control these companies. It just gives you a way to appeal it, and they've got to show what their policies are, because this is the problem. They do all this in the black. You never know. What did I really say? Why is that okay? Not okay, but this other thing's okay? You never know, and then you can't really deal with them. And so it's just more like a consumer protection law. We'll see where it goes. But right now, a big win today by Paxton's team at the Fifth Circuit. Today, speaking of Paxton, there's a headline in the Dallas Morning News. They've released their new Dallas Morning News UT Tyler poll. I've been somewhat critical of this poll in the past, and I still think, even though it's, by the way, that's just get cut to the chase, it's very good for Republicans, with leads being increased and solidified against Democrats statewide. I still believe this poll is not very good at sampling, and I believe this poll is still overestimates Democrat strength and support. I've not been the Dallas Morning News UT Tyler poll has just not been that good in its few years of existence, but hopefully they're refining and getting better. I think the Republicans will actually do better than even what they show. And one of those things, talking about Paxton, it made, of course, it's their poll, so they've got a ton of stories about it today. And I think their headline on Paxton was that Paxton extends his lead over the Democrat for attorney general. That doesn't surprise me. Let's take a look at the poll itself, not how they wrote it up. I've actually got the full 23 pages of all the detail in front of me. The first thing is, who are you polling? Do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or neither? Democrat was 33%, Republican 40%, and 27% said neither. It's 1,268 people in that. So they do have the Republicans with the bigger margin there, and that's correct. We'll see how it works. What I thought was interesting in that is 41% of Latinos were Democrats, but 30% identified as Republican. That gets you 71% identifying with the party, and, it's still, we'd like to see more Republicans. That's a pretty hefty chunk. As far as Biden, I don't think it surprises any of you that how's he handling, how do you approve or disapprove of his job as president? My gosh. I mean, only 18% strongly approve. You got to look at the disapprove or strongly disapprove. My goodness, strongly disapprove is 43%. Democrats, you think you're going to have a wave into the state house? The leader of your party that's on TV every day bumbling around, turning around in circles, wondering where he is, 43% strongly disapprove. You add the disapprove to that, you're up to 57% of Texans disapprove of Biden. Abbott's approval, though, is 50% in the positive. 25% strongly, 25% approve. So he's already at 50% in approval. I'm going to skip some of these other, the little sub-questions like that. How about this one? Is your impression of Beto O'Rourke favorable, unfavorable, or don't know? This is held up exactly the way it was in the very beginning when he announced. And I told you, the problem Beto O'Rourke has is, yes, he has some more enthusiasm and has shown himself to be, a guy that actually gets out in campaigns and knows how to do some of this stuff, unlike the absolute unknown, unable to raise money type people they've put up over the last two decades. But if you look at this O'Rourke thing, it's what I told you. The problem he's got is his negatives are so strongly entrenched. I mean, you're looking at 47%. That's been consistent almost from the beginning on every poll in that Norma number, right below the 50%, the numbers you need to win. Of course, you have third parties in there, so you don't even have to have 50%. He's just got massive negatives. His very favorable is only 21%. That's not even close to the Democrat base of 30-some-odd percent. And 19% somewhat favorable. Neither is only 5%. He's at 47% unfavorable. And this is a poll that I think overrepresents Democrats normally. In a race for governor, would you vote for Republican incumbent Abbott or Beto O'Rourke or the Green Party's Delilah Barrios? I can just hear Tom Jones singing Delilah. My, oh my, Delilah, or whatever it is. Libertarian nominee Mark Tippetts or someone else, Abbott has a firm 47%. You don't have to have 50. You just have to be the biggest vote getter. We don't do runoffs in the general in Texas. Beto O'Rourke, though, is 9 points. He's at 38%, folks. And we're extending leads or gaps, let's put it that way. In lieutenant governor's race, Dan Patrick, great conservative, or Democrat, the unlikable Mike Collier, or libertarian Shanna Steele. Patrick's 39%. Well, it's a much less known office. You've got to understand that. 39%. Mike Collier, though, is only at 28% despite statewide glowing media stories about him. 28%. In the race for attorney general, indeed, Paxton is extending his lead because everybody's been going over that one or two other polls, three or four. He's only leading by 3 or 4% over this Rochelle Garza, former ACLU attorney. I mean, a far leftist. And when more people learn that, it's going to break even more for Paxton. Paxton's sitting at 37%. She's only at 30. in this poll. So that looks really good. For a generic state house candidate question, 50% said they'd vote for the Republican, whereas only 48% said they would vote for Democrats. Republicans are just not in trouble. We're about, I think, the numbers generally sit. Back in a moment.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
It's bad enough to have your life upended financially, even worse with injury due to accident. Have you thought about what happens when the responsible party doesn't step up to make your loss whole? When you've been injured, the Liggett Law Group will work for you with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Pratt on Texas Listener Club member Tom from Wichita Falls wrote, "I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done, and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns are not fun, this was the way to do it," Tom says. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Friends, you can learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care, my dentist, by the way, by clicking the banner at prattontexas.com. Go to prattontexas.com. You'll see the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Click on it, and you can read all about it. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. We're going over, we got a big political news stack, campaign news stack. The Dallas Morning News UT Tyler poll is out. They did the questioning from September 6th through the 13th, 1,268 registered voters. This poll, as I mentioned before, is a poll that I've thought not to be very good. It hasn't matched up very well with real results, but it's I think it's generally over sampled Democrats, and even in that case, Republicans are extending their leads. Now, some of the big issues upcoming, and this is one that is going to send the teachers' unions, and yes, listeners, TSTA is a union. It is the state affiliate of what may be the largest labor union in the United States of America, the NEA. And AFT, why don't you tell me there are no unions? AFT, in every email they do, talks about themselves being a union, and they're huge in Texas, American Federation of Teachers. The only one of those groups that's an association that's not a labor union is the Texas Classroom Teachers Association, and it's independent, not an arm of a national union. So wake up. Got another one of these little online disagreements again where a teacher claims they're not unions. He doesn't have a clue. Do you support or oppose giving parents the option to use state funding to send their children to private schools? Oh, my gosh. What that really means, quit thinking private school is in some rich place. Just say non-government school. Because, you know, the Roman Catholic Church and a lot of churches have had schools forever, and a lot of those weren't extremely expensive. They're going to be really upset. Strongly support 29%, somewhat support 25%. Folks, that's 54% of Texans. 13 are neutral. The people really opposed to this and would be in agreement with all the propaganda from TSTA and all the educrats and everybody. It's only 16% strongly opposed and 18% somewhat opposed. You got 54%. You got a big spread over the opposed to education choice using your money, what they call a voucher, using your money, the state money, and letting you choose where it goes to the education of your children. They did a lot more on that subject. I don't want to go into all the details. There's some other interesting pieces in this, though, as we move close to elections. Do you favor, we've got a problem on the gun stuff, and because it's just crazy. Even the people, I read you from Houston, even their own Democrat sheriff's office last week, I read you, they're going to do all these gun buybacks, and they say, yeah, but it doesn't affect crime. People think it would, but it doesn't. And that was so interesting. I called it using Limbaugh's great term, a random act of journalism in the Houston Chronicle last week. But when you polled them, do you favor or oppose mandatory program where the government would buy back semi-automatic assault rifles? Now, this is mandatory. This is gun confiscation. That's what they should call it. From citizens who currently own them. This would be outright confiscation. 25% favored it a great deal, 14% a moderate amount, and 12% a little. Well, now you're getting up, you're that in that 26, and that's 51%. Well, this is dangerous, folks. This is dangerous for our freedom and the future of the country. Do you favor, but when you get down here, do you favor or oppose teachers, allowing teachers and school officials to carry guns in schools? Lots of people are for that. That's another thing. The left just can't stand them. It's, let's see, that'd be 38, 42, and 10 more would be 52 and 3. 55% are on the favor side, whether it's a little, moderate amount, or a great deal. This was interesting on what they're trying to tell us about abortion. The Democrats think they're going to win all of a sudden because of the Roe versus Wade, which, by the way, did not outlaw abortion. It simply put the matter back in the hands of the people, which is where it's supposed to be in a republic, in the various states. It's tied. If you go through their strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, and strongly disapproved, both sides are at 46%, which is pretty much the way it's been my whole life, about 50-50. I thought that was actually quite interesting. Would you say economic, Democrats, they keep thinking they're going to win big, or economic conditions better or worse today than 5 years ago? I don't even have to sit here and do the math in my head, because the people who chose economy is much worse today. It's 52%, slightly worse, 27%. Man, oh man. And that, do you, about Joe Biden's handling the economy? Only, 36% approve and way over 50% disapprove. How's Abbott handling the Texas economy? He's got it great here. He's way up there. 24 and 28% is the strongly approve and approve, and way over 50%. Do you believe who's most responsible for inflation and higher cost of living in Texas right now? Joe Biden and Congress get 49%. Supply problems are the second one with 26%. So 49% of the electorate's blaming Democrats. Do you think the number of immigrants from foreign countries who are permitted, this would be legal, I guess, to come in the U.S. should be increased, left the same as it is, or decreased? Only 29% say increase, 32%, which seems to be the biggest cohort, 32% left the same, and decrease a little or decrease a lot gets you to 37%. So the country very split on that. How about Biden handling the economy? The border and immigration crisis? 58% of Texans disagree. Now, folks, that's a lot of Democrats, too, based on the numbers of this poll, of who was polled. How's Abbott handling immigration? Well, Texans are, he's at 52%, 30% strongly approve and 22% approve. So over 50%. And remember, there are only 40% were ID'd themselves as Republicans in here. So most of the unaligned going with Abbott. And having a border wall, it comes out to 48% believe a border wall is necessary. Medical marijuana's got big backing, and even they're really touting this, legalization of marijuana so everybody can just be stoned all the time. It's not like we can't find workers to begin with now. We're over 50% in this poll saying marijuana ought to be legal. One of the reasons we're in big trouble, folks, oh, by the way, they polled them, what's the most likely outcome of the race between Abbott and Beto O'Rourke, no matter how you plan to vote? 30% say very close, but Abbott will win. Very close, but O'Rourke will win, 19%. Those are your Democrat dreamers. Not very close, Abbott will win easily, 26%. What's your main source of news? See, I know a lot of you folks don't realize this, but 21% said those over-the-air, those leftist propagandists, ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS. 23%, it's cable news, but then a lot of them watch CNN. 51% of the cable news people watch Fox News. 29% still watching CNN, 11% MSNBC. you know, so you can get in. People don't even know what a lot of the issues are because they watch that stuff. So Republicans in this big poll out today are solidifying. We've seen this consistently in several polls, even that the rest of the media didn't even know were there that I reported on. Republicans are solidifying their leads and beginning to grow their leads, and that's about what we should expect. There is a big piece about U.S. Patrick Svitek, the good political writer at the Texas Tribune, has a piece out today. U.S. Rep. Ronnie Jackson, that's our good friend, native of Leveland and lives in Amarillo now, former physician to three presidents. You know who Ronnie Jackson is, big Trump ally. Here's the headline. U.S. Rep. Ronnie Jackson, prominent Trump ally, weighing U.S. Senate run in 2026. Well, this is interesting because the whole speculative story is, well, Cornyn's not even up for re-election until 2026, but Jackson's already considering running, according to what? Two people familiar with his thinking. What the hell does that mean? And you know what this is predicated upon, what started this? Well, I actually talked to Ronnie Jackson personally, not on the air, but in an event. He and I were just visiting about what they're basing this on. It's pretty odd. Back in a moment.
Pratt on Texas continues after this.
Customers have said they are the best dock builders in the business. They identify with particular needs and goals and get the job done well. It's Elite Custom Boat Docks, owners of the coolest, most functional boat docks, are talking about. Elite Custom Boat Docks builds the best docks custom for your boat and water toys. And Elite Custom Boat Docks installs boat lifts and can remove your old dock. Own the best, the coolest, the neatest dock on the lake or pond with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. That's EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
Texas owned and operated for 109 years. Vista Bank has grown 83% in the last 3 years because of our amazing team members and clients. So thank you, West Texas, for your loyalty, trust, and for earning us, Texas's top Main Street lender. Best of community banking, best Bank of Lubbock 3 years running, and best companies to work for. Looking for a local bank? Maybe it's time you make your move. Vista Bank, entrepreneurs banking entrepreneurs since 1912.
Does your financial advisor take the time to really listen to you? Is your financial strategy personalized for you and your family? Will your financial advisor be there as your life and financial situation change? When you work with Mark Miller, your Big Country Edward Jones financial advisor, he focuses on what's important to you. You'll work together and use an established process to create a personalized financial strategy backed by the advice, tools, and resources to help you reach your goals. And you'll partner to help your strategy stay on track. Contact Mark Miller today, 325-698-5063. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
He secretly has a red, white, and blue flag in his closet with the number 1787 scrawled on it. It's Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. So the big piece out there speculating, which will get the ball running everywhere, that Ronnie Jackson's going to challenge Cornyn. Of course, Cornyn may not run for re-election then. Who knows? 2026, it's kind of silly to talk about. We don't know what the political landscape will be then. And the whole thing's based on two people familiar with his thinking, you know, unnamed. Two people. But here's the thing, I guess, that got them thinking about all this, or maybe Svitek or the Austin rumor crowd, which is often so ridiculously wrong. U.S. Rep. Ronnie Jackson, Republican Amarillo, recently launched Spanish-language TV ads in his reelection campaign. An unexpected use of campaign resources, given he's sitting in one of this election's safest congressional districts in the state. Well, I actually spent quite a bit of time talking to Ronnie Jackson, just one-on-one, at the Sportsman's Club dinner he came to and was doing his books for everybody. Somebody bought books for everybody. He was signing them. He was one of our guests. And he and I talked several times, and I was introducing him to some folks. And it was nothing about this. You know what he said? He said, man, we've got to push in Washington. They want to sit on their butts in the caucuses and stuff and the GOP stuff, and they don't really want to push. We've got all this evidence that we're making really big gains with Hispanics, and they do a lot of talking about it, but when it comes really down to it, they don't want to do anything. And he told me how incredibly frustrated he was. He said, they don't get Texas. They don't understand the Southwest. And he said, you know, and here's the point. He's been one of the top fundraisers. He's in a totally safe election. So he has the ability to do whatever he wants to with his money. I'm just telling you, I've been involved in this. That's how it works. So it's not going to hurt him any. He told me, he said, I am I'm so mad at him, and I want to try to lead somehow. I mean, you know, he's low on the totem pole. He's not been in Congress very long. I mean, he's about as low as you can get. He said, I'm going to do all this stuff in Spanish, and I'm going to produce it and try to show him. And that was all he was talking about. This is suddenly ballooned into, well, he's spending money on Spanish. Why would he do that? He's in a safe district. He must be trying, you know, he must be trying to raise a profile. It's only in his district. And he told me, he said, I'm just so damn mad because in D.C., they talk about it. You see all the articles written about it, but they don't really want to do anything about it, which is typical. Money's always short, and you know, they'd almost always just go for the more what they think is a more sure thing. So he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to show them. And all of a sudden today, weeks later, that's the premise for the idea that, well, he must be getting ready to mount a campaign for Senate. That doesn't even come up till 2 years after the next presidential election. Come on, two people. I don't know who you talk to that's got an ego that's in politics that wouldn't say, well, I'm considering it, or I'm thinking about it, or yeah, I might want to run several years down the road. That's what people, it's just, oh, well. There's a really big piece in the Hearst papers. Beto O'Rourke vows to repeal abortion ban, but what can one Democrat really do in a red state house? And they go talk to old Democrats from back in the old days and talk about how George W. Bush had a Democrat legislature, and it's all the same thing. But let me just tell you, I'll save you the three pages. The whole story is basically that Beto O'Rourke can talk all he wants to about doing this or that, but the odds are he won't get anything at all done. And then you got Democrats saying, that's why we got to elect Collier for lieutenant governor. And I'm glad Shearer looked into this because it's an important part of the puzzle. Because that lieutenant governor, that's the most important thing in the state because he assigns everything in the Senate. And so if we could win there, we could affect it. And I was really glad to see in the story a little accidental truth being told because it rarely happens. Yes, the lieutenant governor's position is very powerful, but all those Senate rules are written by the senators, and they vote on them. You're going to have a supermajority of senators in the Senate, and if a Democrat's elected, they're just going to change the rules, and he's just going to be up there like a figurehead pounding a gavel if a Democrat got elected. I'm just saying it's the same when the Democrats ran the show, whatever. I mean, that's just the way it is, so it's not that important a thing. There was a big, visited just for a few minutes personally with Sid Miller, Ag Commissioner, this weekend. There was a big piece last week I never got to in the Hearst papers. Democrats bid for Ag Commissioner centers on marijuana. And it's all about this Susan Hayes talking about how she grew up near Brownwood and Pecan Bayou and how she loves marijuana. She smokes it all the time. She has her favorite brands and all that. Marijuana, marijuana, marijuana. That's the Democrat nominee for the Commissioner of Agriculture in this state, and it was good to see Sid on, I had a wedding to go to in Lubbock on Saturday afternoon, then went over and saw Sid. He was having a little event we visited for a little bit. So, all right, now, let's switch gears, other things in the stack. I'm going to have to hold this item I teased with just the headline. With judge's approval, this is from Friday, late Friday, petition advances to remove El Paso District Attorney for official misconduct and incompetence. This is even where some of the big-wheel Democrats are going against her. She's a liberal Democrat. Every criticism of her is she claims it's just because she's a woman. And it all involves that Walmart shooting. I covered this a week or two or three ago. Anyway, it's moving forward, big piece in the Texan. And we'll get to that later this week if time allows. The border stack has a lot in it. I can't get to all of it. This won't surprise you. Biden administration has awarded an $80 million contract to monitor all these illegals that they're letting go free with this little promise that they'll appear sometime somewhere in the country within 4 or 5 years at an immigration court. Well, it sounds good, doesn't it? Except the Washington Free Beacon did a huge story on this, getting into the details of it. The actual contract prohibits any actual monitoring of where these people are. That's right. It prohibits GPS monitoring for where any of the illegals are, meaning it's all show. It's all show. It's not, they have no intention of keeping up with these people. Bob Price reporting yesterday out of the Breitbart, Texas, that Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agents apprehended a group of 10 migrants packed in a moving company box truck. Chief Border Patrol Agent Owens said they found them there, rescued 10 of them that were locked in a box truck. He also reported Eagle Pass agents apprehended yet another sex offender. Another sex offender. And I wanted to get, there's a huge story out, an exclusive at Breitbart, Texas, by Randy Clark. Homeland Security intelligence reports being shown to them, showing that Venezuela is emptying its prisons, sending violent criminals to the U.S. border, and the numbers are astounding. Of course, we've been seeing this, and the people coming across massive amounts of people from Venezuela, and this is what Castro did in the early 80s, if you'll remember, the Mariel boat lift. Border sources said they've identified, it's hard to identify them because obviously their government doesn't cooperate with us, who's what, but they've been handing out all these asylum, temporary asylum deals and just letting everybody through. But their own intelligence reports from other migrants that came with them that these are murderers and all kinds of people. And then Ron DeSantis flying these folks to Martha's Vineyard. He says it's just the beginning. That's got him upset. Well, LULAC, listen to this. Headline in the San Antonio Current today, LULAC offers cash for ID to identify a woman who lured, they claim, San Antonio migrants onto Martha's Vineyard flights. League of United Latin American Citizens is going after a private citizen with no evidence here, claiming that somebody named Perla falsely promised these people 3 months of work and lied about their destination and everything else. They're just saying this, and they're offering a $5,000 reward. So they've got a manhunt on for a private citizen. If a Republican did this over something like that, this would be condemned as encouraging vigilantism and possibly violence and everything else. And the Garcia, this head of LULAC, says it's a con woman who we believe is engaging in human trafficking and virtual kidnapping, told KUT, the public radio in Austin. So LULAC is out there offering a cash reward to identify so they can try to destroy somebody who they claim, and there's no evidence provided here, lied and lured these people on the flights to Martha's Vineyard. My friends, thanks for joining us today. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.